is John Hester. He's with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning to you, John. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning, Todd.
Well, tell me about...
Kind of a gloomy day over here.
Yeah, well, it's a little gloomy here and a little rainfall. I'm sort of down in the basement of Mumford Hall. I don't have an exact look outside. I know it was starting to rain when I came in this morning, so I suspect we'll get a little more rainfall, and National Weather Service says 90% chance for the day, so we'll be not looking forward to that, but I think, John, way better than a lot of the snow and blowing they're getting to the northwest of us, that's for sure.
That's true. Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, so what do we see in the marketplace today, and what's the trade about?
Well, I think to start off with, we have weak micro markets again today and a lack of new demand. Corn and beans are locked in a narrow trading range with the volume shrinking daily. And I think speculators are probably looking for other profit opportunities other than maybe the grain market right now.
So if we have this situation where, as you said, volumes beginning to shrink, we have a locked sort of trading range, will we see a breakout to one side or the other soon? And what might be the emphasis that would push that, if that is truly the case?
Well, I think stuff started lower today, and I think that probably they tried to push it down, and they couldn't, and so then they started buying it and rallied the corn, the beans, and the wheat. And I, you know, we've knocked on the overhead of these ranges a couple times, and, you know, they get up there, and there's, you know, no demand or whatever they're wanting to use, and it just, they can't break through the range, and then they go back and try the low end of the range, and they can't break through it. I think that they will break out of the range, but I don't know whether they'll break out to the top side or the bottom side.
Yeah, so for instance, on the soybeans, when we get to the top end of the range, and this would be the case for the corn too, is it a matter that the farmers are selling and then just the commercial pressure on the marketplace turns the market back down?
I think that's probably to a certain extent, but, you know, the speculators is what's, you know, really make the markets, and they're just not willing to push it much higher. But, you know, I think that's farmer selling, and, you know, with the weak currencies in other countries, it makes their commodities a little more valuable. And I think on any rallies that, you know, Argentina and Russia, they're selling crop.
What's your view historically of the February World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report that's due out a week from today from the United States Department of Agriculture? I don't believe that it's been a major turning point most of the time. Is that the case too?
I believe so, and, you know, I think I wouldn't be surprised that our supplies don't grow a little bit. But, you know, anything earth-shattering, I'm not looking for.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time with me this morning. I'll talk with you again at 6 after the hour, 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, we'll see you, Todd.
Uh-huh. John Hester is with L&M Commodities. He's out of Newmarket, Indiana, joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report.